Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another edition of the Dad Podcast. It's your boy, Cameron Weaver.
Oh my god. And this is your boy, Chad Hoy.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to try not to cough during this entire show.
I don't believe that.
Your boy is sick. Sick boy. I'm a sick boy.
Wait, can we redo the intro? I had something written down, but I forgot to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And my name. And this is your boy.
I'm dying.
And this is your boy Chad Jizz Fist Hoy. Thank you for coming and listening to the Dad Podcast today.
Jizz Fist Hoy.
That's what I wrote down.
Why'd you do that?
Because I've been drunk for 2 days straight.
We're off to a great start.
I fucking hate you. Podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Dad Podcast. This is your boy Cameron Weaver, and I'm a sick boy.
Yeah, and this is your boy Chad Jizz Fist Hoy. Yeah,
it's my. So let's just dive right into it.
Yeah, let's fuck it or freaking.
Let's heckin' do this.
Let's heckin' do this, buddy. That's actually the most offensive word.
Yeah, so...
Do you play that because, like, you're letting the bit linger? Is that, like, why you keep playing linger?
What did I tell you last night in the group chat?
I don't remember, because I was drunk.
Oh, that's right. I'm gonna pull that up real quick, because it applies to my life, and it applies to this podcast.
You said you're directly. Sick. Someone please come kill me. I'll pay you. And no one responded.
Oh, I know. No one has responded to that yet. I even sent a little bitmoji who looked real pitiful. But I said, I like to take bits and run them into the ground, slap them, spit on them, then bring them back to life against their will just so I can repeat the process over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one.
So Chad, if you want to, I have 15 more band and porn names if you want to do another edition of band or porno.
I'm so into that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see if you can redeem yourself. I gave the same list to Austin before he listened to the episode last week.
Yeah.
And he only got 7 out of 15. You got 8.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
I'm pharmacist.
Oh, boy.
I would stay smarter.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, let's play porn or band name edition 2.
Let's do.
So I have collected a much more difficult list, in my opinion, of band and porn names, and Chad is going to tell me if it's a band or a porno, and there are 15 of these again, and we'll see how many he can get right. So all of you listening at home, get out your pencils and your pads of paper and play along, would you?
It'll be fun.
It'll be such a blast. I'll wait. Grab your pencil and pads. I'll wait. You got them?
Oh, they've got them.
Okay. I'll wait.
Yeah.
Oh, they got them?
Wait, no.
I see a couple stragglers.
Hey, Brad?
Brad.
You want to hurry the fuck up, buddy?
They're frantically searching. Okay.
Yeah. If you don't keep pens in good spots, then that's why we have these problems. Yeah. So.
All right. Okay. Now that Brad is situated...
Yeah, motherfucker.
We can start.
Brad. Okay. Let's do it.
Number one. I'm starting off easy for you, then they just get really difficult.
That's how I like it.
Yeah, baby. I sank Molly Brown. Band or porno?
Okay, band.
That is a band.
Thank Christ. Okay, good.
All right, so that's, that's one, baby boy.
Kind of porno named that, you know, so.
Yeah. That's why I said it was easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next one. Black Venus.
Porno.
That is a porno.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
Black Venus is a porno. All right, ready?
Did they mean penis? Was that a mistype?
I don't know, because Venus in Furs last week was also a porno. I don't get what Venus has to do with sexy time.
Well, that's the Roman god of love, a.k.a. just Aphrodite, but they had a different name for her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, you're batting 1,000 right now, baby bay.
Not for long.
Phantasm.
Porno.
That's a porno.
Yes. Oh, I'm
dude,
so good.
That's three in a row. You are 20% there. Whoa. Lizard on a chair. All right, number four. Brownout.
Band.
That is a band.
Yes.
You're killing it, Chad. You are halfway to your last week's score already.
Hell yeah.
Dark Angels.
Porno.
That's a porno!
Yes!
What in the world? Chad, you're killing it this week.
Oh, man. I've been consuming a lot of porno lately, so. I'm just kidding.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to bring that up for a vote. I'm going to take a picture of that and put it on the Twitter.
Would you just hack something up?
Oh, gosh. Yep.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
Okay, well, start muting your mic because we're trying to be professional here.
I'm trying to. I'm coughing into the couch.
I'm just kidding.
Like a booby trap. Next time someone is, oh, I'm tired. I'm gonna put my face in the couch. They're gonna get sick.
Well, good luck.
Number six. Intergalactic lovers.
Porno.
No.
God, I knew it was.
That one's a band. That one's a band. That's your first miss, though. You're doing really well.
I'll take it.
Fear of Men.
Band.
That is a band.
Yes. Okay, good.
Good job, baby.
Yeah, weird porno.
Yeah. Number eight, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
A Band of Bitches.
A band?
That is a band.
Okay.
A Band of Bitches. All right. Sex Hex.
Porno.
That is a porno.
Yes, dude.
You have only missed one.
Oh, my God.
But they're going to get harder.
We're in the
thick of it now.
We're in the dick of it now, baby.
Are you throbbing with excitement and anticipation?
In anticipation? You know when you do sex and this magic feel-good pee comes out? It's so crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, I don't know. I thought that'd be funny.
I'm sorry I didn't yes and that. I was taking a drink of water and trying not to cough, so I had a lot on my mind.
Yeah, like not choking to death on water going down the wrong tube. I get it. It's fine. Yeah.
That 70s girl.
Porno.
That is a porno.
Gosh.
All right, you got five left, BB boy, and you already have nine correct.
Oh, baby.
Ready?
Yes.
These last five are really hard.
Good.
Job for a cowboy.
Oh, that's a band.
That is a band. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, this is a really bad deathcore band.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe these last five weren't so hard after all. Girl Unit.
Oh. band.
It's a band.
Yes.
All right, you got three left, Chad.
Oh, come on, baby.
Way of the Dragon.
Porno.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I'm amazed. You have 80% of these correct.
I know my porno.
Aphrodite.
Band.
That is a porno.
Gosh, dang it.
And that's funny because you even brought up the thing about Venus being Aphrodite.
Yeah, but I thought Aphrodite is the name of a porno. It just sounds weird. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I get you. Well, the max score you can get now is 13 out of 15. This is the very last one.
All right.
Poets and porn stars.
Porno.
That is a band.
Fuck me.
That's okay, Chad. You got 12 out of 15. Woo!
I'll take it. I'll take it.
That's much better than last week. Baby boy, you got 80% of those. Let us know in the comment section down below how you did. Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
I hate SpongeBob. It's okay, though.
Why do you hate everything that everyone else likes?
That's not true. I like a lot of things that a lot of people like. I just fucking hate SpongeBob. Like, come on.
Why? How much have you watched SpongeBob in the last year?
None, because I'm 24 fucking years old, Cameron. Yeah,
but I'm telling you, man, it's hilarious.
It's not. It's really not. I don't like the animation. I think the characters are annoying.
No, they are annoying. What's fun is watching it as a kid, loving SpongeBob and Patrick, and watching it as an adult, empathizing with Squidward.
I get that. But also, it's like, it's just, nope, I don't like it. I'm sorry.
That's fine, man. I guess that's fine. If you really don't like it, based on seeing it and injecting it and not liking it, that's cool.
Yeah, and I did see it as a kid. And even as a kid, I was like, fuck this shit. It is very dumb. So,
wow, you had a pretty vulgar vocabulary as a boy.
Well, if you knew me as a boy, you would know that that's actually true. So, I was a skater boy.
I said, see you later, boy.
Yeah, back in my day. Back in my day, before I was more fat, I was a skater boy.
I used to have a skateboard with Pokemon graphics on the bottom.
And you didn't ride it because you didn't want to mess up the Pokemon graphics.
No, I would lay down on my stomach on it and roll down the driveway like that until one day I pinched my finger under the wheel and I never got on that thing again.
I wouldn't have either. That would hurt a lot.
But you know how much that skateboard's probably worth? Maybe six. Maybe seven.
Seven what?
Maybe eight.
Eight what? Dollars?
I wouldn't go any more than nine, though. So, Chad, you've got some things to talk about.
I do. God. Let's get the PTG music rolling, huh?
Let's get that PTG. Wait, is her music just Date with a Dad Bod?
No. I don't know. I was joking.
Can I find? Oh, you know what? I got some PTG music for you right here.
It's Linger.
It is Linger. You were right.
And, how apt that song is. or appropriate, maybe I should say, in that.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean it's an apartment?
No. Well, apt is like, let me look this shit up. Let me do a little discount double check. Thank you, State Farm, for the sponsorship, by the way. Thank you for being our first sponsors.
Nationwide is on your side.
No, that's wrong sponsors.
Sorry.
Discount double check in State Farm.
Listen to the Dad Podcast.
I want this fucking bit to end.
I love Linger by the Cranberries.
Okay, let me look. Apt definition. Let's see.
Oh, my entire little white boy ass.
Oh, yeah. I was right. Apt. So okay. Appropriate or suitable in the circumstances. So how trite that song was. Yeah, so anyway, so last night, I hate myself. And I hate talking about this.
That's okay. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. We know I'm weak. It's fine. We've covered this. Totally cool. Yeah.
Weak,
so
like 7 days.
Yeah. So I'm weak. And this polyamorous girl, who liked me and I liked her, I was still seeing her because I was like, you know, what's like, it's not bad. Like, it'll be all right. You know, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on Friday, we were going to get some dinner. And then, she texts me. It's like 6:30. I was going to go with her and her friend and her friend's boyfriend. But I think she's actually dating her friend now, the girl.
Oh.
So it was like going to be like a group date thing.
And maybe a swinging orgy.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Probably not.
LOL, yeah. JK, K thinks bye.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but she texted me. Stop playing Linger randomly. Cameron,
I'm done.
Stop doing that randomly. Okay, I hate that. like it can be funny sometimes, but not just popping up randomly when I'm trying to tell a fucking story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. God. I'm actually mad at you. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I have so much cold medicine in me.
Oh, you're just, I hate, okay.
I love
just
you.
Let me tell this.
I am listening.
I needed to get it out.
Get it out, baby boy. Get it out.
So it's Friday night. She texted me at like 6:30 and she says, hey, my friend broke up with her boy, or she got in a big fight with her boyfriend, I guess. I have to go get her. And then she's like worried and shit, like. Like, because she has anxiety. She didn't want to drive. She had to, like, drive, like, 20 minutes on the interstate to, because her boyfriend lives in a hotel, like, by the airport, I guess. Okay. The one that I picked PTG up at. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
She has to go get a friend there who just got in a fight with her boyfriend. And I don't know how true that is, really.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, and my phone's on 1%, like, fuck, like, I'm nervous, driving. And then I didn't hear from her all night or anything. And then I text her, and I, like, so I contacted her friend and was like, hey, PTG's coming to get you. She, her phone's dead. So just, like, let me know when she's there because she's all worried about driving. And her friend's like, yeah, sorry, I had to take her away for the night. I just got in a fight. I'm really so upset. I don't have a car, yada yada. I was like, it's fine, shit happens, whatever, no big deal. I just want to play Rocket League, to be honest, and save money, so it's fine by me.
So it works out.
Yeah, I don't have to buy anybody dinner, so it's actually pretty good for me. It's just probably sad, but you know, whatever.
Hey, we've all thought that. We've all thought that.
I was like, oh, so I have $50 more to spend this weekend. Awesome. Like,
on myself.
Yeah, and boy did I. So PTG's. I guess she got there and picked her up and stuff, but her friend never told me. And so I was like, hey, I text her friend. It's like midnight, and I'm like, hey, is everything all right? No response.
What?
I text PTG at like 1:30, and I was like, hey, I'm a little worried. I haven't heard from you. Like, you left. And that was like almost 12 hours ago. So, you know, let me know. And then nothing. And so, you know, naturally, when you're like worried about if someone's okay, you just get plastered and forget about it. And then,
you know, as you do.
Yeah. So, you know, I just started drinking with the boys at the house. And then we played some Rocket League all night. Some people came back at 4 in the morning after the bars were closed and wouldn't leave our house. So I went to bed at 7 a.m.
Was it throat tattoo boy?
No, not that fucking guy. Thank God.
That's good.
They're actually, the people that came were actually like really nice people, and I think I'm friends with them now. Like, I think I'll see them more, which
is cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. We made so many friends. Anyway, so I go to bed at 7 a.m. I wake up. It's like 11. My dad for lunch in Wabash. So I get dressed. I come to Wabash. I text PTG. To no response until way later that night at like 7:30, she texts me like a full 30 hours later.
Yeah, that's a day and 6 hours for those of you.
Yeah, and I knew that she had to like work and stuff, so I was like, I was like, fuck, like I hope she made it to work and yada yada.
Yeah.
So yeah. I say, are you alive at like 4 o'clock when I'm like about to leave for my dad's? And she texts me like when I get back, which is like 6. And she, I'm fine.
What?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I would have said nothing and never talked to her again about 3 weeks ago. Maybe earlier.
Yeah, but so here's this thing. Here's this thing where I'm a weak man.
Okay.
And she's we've had good moments, and I've just like been like, okay, so I mean, I like being around her and whatever, so
yeah.
You know, I like held on to that, and then yeah, no, last night it's me and PTG are no longer, we're done. It's gone. It's over, buddy. Like, partially, it's a relief.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to deal with this shit. Like, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll miss having somebody talk to you. That's about it. Like,
yeah, but
won't miss her, though.
And I'm sorry upset, but yeah. It'll work out.
Like, yeah.
Better, more I don't know the word. There are better fish out there who aren't gonna be like this one.
Yeah, there are more fish in the sea. There are more PTs in the G. You know, like there's
one P in the G. Two in the sea is my favorite idiom.
Yeah, I like that one too. I like the have you heard of the idiom, two peas in the stones is worth four in the bones?
I love that band.
Have you have you heard the idiom emotimum, where you do the, it says when you go to down into the grocery river and you say, hey, but where
is it
at? Do you go to when they have to do that to them, and you say, yeah,
straight from the horses Straight out the horse. Straight out of Compton.
Straight out of the horse throats. And they say, and that idiom is when someone who's sick is speaking straight out of the horse's throat, because their voice is very hoarse.
Yeah.
But H-O-A-R.
One time I rode a donkey named Rowdy, and it jumped off the trail, and I was like, oh, no.
You told that story.
I know. It's called a callback.
So last night, when PTG texts me, I know what callback comedy is. Okay, fuck off.
I know.
I'm just kidding. I know you know.
Callback comedy is a lot like this. All right. Okay. So PTG texted you.
So PTG texted me last night. And I had to watch Mabam Bam. I made plans to watch. It's a podcast.
Oh, what? I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I was not in the mindset to understand what you were talking about, but I do know what that is, so that was my fault.
Okay, yeah. So, NBA, my brother and me, I listen to a podcast. They're actually very influential on my but they had the TV show come out, and so I made plans to watch that TV show with some friends. Mm-hmm. And it was just an excuse to get obliterated, I guess. Anyway... So, yeah, PTG texted me. We get kind of in a fight. She's like, I want to be alone. You want to be with someone. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm really glad you're telling me this now, 2 months in. So, like, after, like, earlier this week we talked, and she's like, she sent, like, an ugly picture of herself. Uh-huh. And I was like, find that picture of my penis. And it was, like, a funny interaction. And then she said, can you believe one day you'll have two girlfriends except they're the same person and one's uglier than the other one or something like that? And I was like, yeah, someday, LOL. And then she's like, I mean, you know, like within a month or two, you know, like she's already, like she's talking about the future. And then, and then it's like this weekend and I guess not, huh?
I guess not.
Yeah. She's like, you're romanticizing me, and it's like, you know.
Don't flatter yourself. You're not Zooey Deschanel.
Well.
500 Days of Scummer.
She did, like, she kind of made a valid point, and she said, you know, you're romanticizing me, and, like, I think you, like this. She's also just trying to be deeper than, I don't know. Like, she's
19.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need to really say, huh?
This whole story can be summed up with, she's 19. And you're not. And you both think very differently.
Yeah, and so that's kind of the conclusion was, we're just too different, and it's not going to work. And so...
Say that you're not two peas in a pod.
Yeah, well, my pea's not going to be anywhere near her pod.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, that just made me more sick. My fever just came back. I need to go take another round of aggressive antibiotics. Jeez, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Oh man.
And I just lobbed that up to you. Oh my gosh.
Well, nobody's lobbing anything toward me anymore, so.
Oh, jeez.
You gotta take your shots while you can now, because I'm a single man, baby.
I loved your drunken Snapchat story last night. Really well done, and just hilarious, but real sad.
It was a little sad. It was the intention.
Yeah. No, there was, it was art, man. That was really good.
Thank you. So if anybody doesn't have me on Snapchat, you can always add me at Chad Hoy, C-H-A-D-H-O-Y.
And send nudes. Especially if you're a boy with a dongle.
If you're a boy with a Wi-Fi dongle, please send me nudes.
And we'll put them on our Twitter page at the_dadpodcast.
Yeah. So if anyone sends me nudes, just know that they are now my property and I'm going to put them up for public display. So just be aware. Yeah. So did you have a date?
with my sweaty bed NyQuil.
Sweaty bed NyQuil. Ugh.
Have you ever gone to bed trying to break a fever and you wake up the next morning and you broke your fever sometime over the night and you sweat a whole bunch and it's just hot boy sweat all up in that blanket?
Hot boy sweat. Ew.
I had hot boy sweat filling up two comforters because I was very cold last night when I went to bed. Very cold this morning when I woke up. Okay, that was unnecessary. Rude. Oh, so RIP headphone users.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, no dates for me, just a bunch of hot boy sweat.
Yeah, hot boy sweat is my favorite 80s hairband metal. 80s metal, 80s hair metal band name. I cannot think of the
way to band say that. Or porno. Hot boy sweat.
Yeah, 80s hair.
Yeah, so no dates for Cameron.
Okay, well, no surprises.
Not that I couldn't get him, I just don't want to. It's my choice. I'm working on me right now. I'm really focused on my career.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a fat, hot boy, sweat boy.
Okay, wait. Or what? Go on.
I was just going to say, I go to the gym too much. I'm really working on me. New year, new me. I got no time for no man. I got no time for no woman.
Amen.
Also, no men. And got no time. Oh. And got no money for anybody, including me.
Amen.
Hey, LMAO, you wild.
Hey, WYD, though.
You up?
LMAO, JK, only because you didn't respond, though.
Raffle, PTG, Saul, dude.
PTG, if you're listening, though, hate you. Okay, so...
I thought you were going to say...
hit me up.
Yeah.
So. All right, so last night I put a note in my phone for the podcast.
Yeah.
And it just says, okay, who the fuck decided to have skating parties for children? Why is that a thing?
Oh my gosh.
When did skating parties become so popular? Why is that a thing that happens in elementary school? Why do we have skating parties? It's weird.
I effing loved them, though, BB.
I mean, me too. I love getting that good, good, sweet pizza and eating it. But it's just like, and then skating on a full tummy and, you know, getting my little tum-nums, getting rolling around while I'm skating out there, getting a little bit of a buck wild on them, doing a little toe-stopping with my big boy skates. But, like, I don't know whose idea that was to be like, hey, let's get all the kids in school together and let's just have them skate in a fucking circle all night, all fucking for 3 hours. And then they'll go home and they'll still feel like they're skating. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and they'll have blisters on their heels and bruises from when they ate shit during the chicken dance.
Yeah, actually, every fucking skating party, a kid got hurt. Every time.
I mean, your odds are definitely increased.
Like, if you don't go to the skating party, you know who went because someone is in a cast the next day.
Yeah.
Every time.
But you know what, though? I one time went to a school bowling party.
No.
And someone got injured. And how? Do you know who that someone was?
It was you, wasn't it?
No. Even Jordan better. Kenyon. No.
Oh, man.
But we mentioned him. Chad, it was Braden.
Yes.
Have you heard this story? Have we told this story? We're not making fun of him. I mean, it's been long enough. If he gets mad at me for telling this story, he could just eat my ass. But I love you, Brayden. You know it. I was in your wedding. we were all bowling, and like Brayden goes up to bowl, and his fingers do not come out of the ball when he's throwing it.
No.
And it swings up, and he knocks himself in the head with the ball and falls flat down on his back. And I tell you what, man, nothing is simultaneously as disturbing and hilarious than someone potentially giving themselves. Yes.
He knocked himself out with a bullet. Like fucking, like his fucking Castaway.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my
God. I forgot about that until right now. And that's because we were never allowed to talk about it.
Why were you allowed to talk about it?
Because he would get so mad when we brought it up. He's like, I could have died. I was like, could have if it were heavier.
Oh, yeah. How heavy was the ball? 10-pounder?
I'm assuming it was like a little boy. Like a, you know, one of those alley balls that feels like a dum-dum.
Yeah,
colored like one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first.
But the back best to part skating party. What?
I was just going to say, the best part of that story is, like, imagining him knocking himself out, not just with a bowling ball, but with a little kid's bowling ball.
Well, I mean, we were in, like, 7th grade or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't high school or anything.
That
would have been better.
I mean, it's a decade ago, right? Yeah. If you're it's okay to talk about it now, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. He's okay. But it was it was scary, but it was so funny.
Oh my God. It's funny. Like, I wish people knew who Brayden was. if they do, they'll really enjoy that.
Oh,
but if
man. They don't, I should have told that story at his wedding.
Oh, yeah. No, he would have hated that.
Yeah, he would have hated that. I was too drunk at his wedding to be even coherent enough to tell a story.
Hey, remember when we were the only two drunk people at a dry wedding?
Yeah, baby.
And remember it was our friend.
That was the best thing ever?
Oh, hell yeah. I was dancing up a motherfucking storm.
Me and Millie, who was the maid of honor, who I was openly flirting with the entire weekend. Me and Millie have a great friendship. I love her. let's get married, Millie.
Not like she listens, so it doesn't matter.
If she does, I would still say it, though, because that's the kind of relationship we have.
Relationship, whatever
friendship,
you call it.
Restraining order. Yeah. But no, dude, that was a lot of fun. We were very... very much not dry at a dry wedding.
Yeah.
We were wet boys.
We had that good... Ew! We were some wet little boys, baby.
We them wet boys.
Call me... Hey, do you ever been to Buffalo Wild Wings and they give you those little wet naps?
I need some wet
naps. That was me. I was a little wet nap boy.
I got a wet nap one time that was... The brand was called Finger Bowl.
No.
I swear to you, man.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I've never been so, like, disgusted by a wet nap. And I don't like the idea of wet naps because they're called moist towelettes. And I hate both of those words.
Yeah, it's not a good pairing, that's for sure. No. It's no Merlot and steak. You know? It's like a...
Yeah. Hey, waitress or waiter, can I please get some finger bowl moist towelettes, please?
Yeah.
That's horrible. How could you say that to someone?
Moist towelettes is the equivalent of, like, a ham's light and a Hot Pocket for dinner. Let me get a moist towelette, you know?
That's terrible. Oh, my God.
If you
gosh.
Say, yeah. But I do like those little finger wet nappies. They're nice, and they smell lemony, which actually is even more appropriate for us as we were little wet boys at the dry wedding. Because we were putting lemonade in our bourbon,
our lemonade. You know what's funny is
from lemonade in our bourbon, really.
My problem was I was at the head table, which was up on a risen stage, looking out into the crowd. Chad, your boy Chad, brought me a flask with some Benchmark bourbon. And
Why is it called Benchmark again?
Oh, go ahead and tell him, Chad. You say it better. I'm going to mess it up.
Because it is the benchmark for being just okay enough bourbon.
It comes in a plastic bottle.
No, don't in glass.
Oh, you're right. If it was any worse, it would come in a plastic bottle.
It's glass, but it's $12.
That's right. Man, it did the job. So,
oh, you tell me.
I'm at that front table, and like the lady comes around, and she's like, "Do you want lemonade or iced tea?" And I'm like, "Give me some lemonade, please." And she fills it up, and lemonade is very clearly yellow. So I pull it down under the table, pull my flask out of my back pocket, and I'm sitting next to two bridesmaids, and they just look at me, and they're like, "Really?" And I was like, "Hey, don't judge." And then I poured some in, and bourbon and lemonade mixed together to make a color that is not bright yellow. And so yes. The next time the waitress came around, she looks at my cup, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Did you have lemonade or iced tea?" And I was like, "Iced tea, please." She filled it back up with iced tea this time so that the bourbon would mix in a little better. And then Chad brought in some Arnie Palmies. God bless, rest his soul. R.I.P. Arnold.
Oh, shit. I forgot he died in 2016.
Yeah, baby. But his spirit raged on in us in that wedding. He was alive at that time, though. But he probably wouldn't have loved to hear that two large men were getting drunk at a dry, beautiful wedding in his name. With Benchmark bourbon.
Yeah. He would have been like, "Benchmark, it's good. That's okay. Decent bourbon."
Thanks, Arnold.
Thanks, Arnie, for everything. Skating parties, right?
Yeah, dude. So one time when I was a sophomore in high school, my friend Alexa and myself and my girlfriend at the time decided to go skating.
Really?
At the Idlewild in Marion.
And I know
so,
it.
Heard of it. So we walk in. There are no signs on the door or anything. Like, it's relatively busier. And
oh, no.
We walk in and, like, the people there are like, "Hey, here to skate?" I'm like, "Nope. Just here to sit around." But we bought our we paid to get in and got our skates, and we walk in and like no one's in there, and we're like, "That's weird. There are a few cars in the parking lot, like, but oh well." Yeah. No one's out on the floor, so we just start skating. Mm-hmm. Which definitely separates us from what was really happening. The place was rented out for a child's birthday party.
Oh, no.
And so about 5 minutes in, while we're doing our skating thing and being teenagers.
Yeah.
About 20 kids all come out and start skating. And they were in this room that's sectioned off from the rest of the place where there was cake and presents and balloons. And parents there were looking at us like, Who are these people? So we go, "Oh shoot, we just crashed a kid's birthday party," and we left. So we paid like $15 each to skate for 5 minutes and then leave out of anxiety and embarrassment because we weren't supposed to be there. And that was the last time I went skating. How sad is that?
It's pretty sad. The last time I went skating was unfortunately in college. And we also went to the Idlewild.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And because it was our friend's birthday. So we went to the Idlewild and we skated.
How old was your friend turning? 10?
22.
Hey, that could be fun though, but once again, skating is dangerous by itself. If there was alcohol at this party, you're asking to be put in a case.
No, it was my Iwoo friends.
Oh.
Like the good Iwoo friends, not the bad Iwoo friends.
Okay.
So
they were a couple skating with Jesus.
Yeah, we were just skating for Jesus out there.
As you do.
Just proclaiming his love while we listen to disco hits from the 70s.
Now that's what I call disco.
Now that's what I call
sad.
A not fun event. Yeah, so
now that's what I call we're no longer friends.
That's what I call, hey, can someone come kill me?
That's what I call, maybe if I fall hard enough on my head, I can exit this place immediately.
Now that's what I call, should we do suicide jokes on here? No.
I mean, that's kind of where I was going.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Now that's what I call me dive bombing off the top of the building. In roller skates.
That's what I call skating with Jesus for real.
Dude, what if you were
wearing skates when you died and you have to have skates in heaven?
For eternity.
Or hell?
Yeah. What if hell is you're on skates?
Oh, no.
But it's all rugs. You can't skate anywhere.
Oh, no. What if it's... it's bathrooms and you're in skates and it's tile bathroom. That's where I would always fall during those skating parties, was in the freaking bathrooms.
And they're wet.
Yeah. And then you're
that's where kids always got hurt. The bathroom. Yes. Holy shit.
They'd be like, look, I can like slide on in here. And then they would bang their funny bones on the urinals and like snap their wrists in the stalls.
It's amazing. It was amazing that there just wasn't, well, the floor was wet, but like, how anyone kept their balance to pee into a toilet was insane.
I know. I literally would just rush in there being the stupid kid I was. And like, I would like kick the toilet and like fly out of there on accident. It was terrible. And then if you like go to sit down, when you go to sit down while you're wearing skates, you will never land where you think you're going to land on that toilet. And I have sat on my balls so many times. Wearing roller skates in the bathroom.
Oh my god. From wearing roller skates in the bathroom.
Hashtag relatable, am I right?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, but what if, so where I was going with that, not just skates, but what if whatever you're wearing when you die, you have to wear forever.
Yeah, so if you die like self-asphyxiation while you're jerking it, you just show up in heaven with a belt around your neck. And that's
St. Peter's like, oh, we got another one.
Yeah. Can we get a robe for this one? Can we just change our rule, please, just once? That was Peter's dark. Like, I'm sorry about that joke.
It's fine.
I'll actually apologize for that one.
He's like, actually, so we're going to resurrect you, but we're going to give you some tips on how to do this the right way. Because, listen, Thomas, he's a freak, dude. Thomas knows how to do all of it. So talk to Thomas, and we'll send you back down to Earth, and you can tell all you other freaking – all you other weirdos who like to do this, you can tell them how to do it so we don't have to deal with this shit anymore. I'm tired of guys coming up here with belts around their necks, all right? I'm tired of it.
And then you wake up or they go, you're gonna wake up here in a couple seconds, clean yourself off and get your shit together.
Clean yourself off. Yeah. the pamphlet is just a track, like, that people leave at restaurants, where, like, accept Jesus, in the guy, and then you, like, go back down to earth, and you're like, God damn it! And God's like, excuse me, don't take my name in vain. And you're like, all right, my bad. And then
it's on page 3 of that pamphlet I gave you.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's actually the right commandment. That's 3. It's name in vain.
Boom. I know my jokes.
Well, I mean, well, you know your Ten Commandments. That's the more impressive part.
Well, that's good, too.
What's 7, buddy? Close. Adultery.
Oh. Well, no problems here.
Yeah. Do you know what 10 is, though? Do not covet. So, you're guilty. High.
You need to covet.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What does covet mean?
Don't want stuff, I get. I don't know, honestly. Oh, man. I've, like, been a Christian for, shit, like 10 years. I don't know, something like that. And, well... And I still don't know what covet really means. It, like, says, I mean, don't covet.
Yeah, don't covet.
Don't want shit that other people have.
Oh, but that makes sense.
But maybe want it a little, but, like, not so much that you'd kill them for it, right? You know?
Like, I don't want their specific Xbox, but I'll probably buy one.
Yeah, because it's, you know, consumer.
Because I'm a greedy mother hugger. No, I'm just kidding.
This is America, buddy. And, if not everybody has a 4th-gen gaming console by now, then they fucking need to step it up, okay? And they need to, maybe they should covet a little more, huh? You know, work harder for what the cool shit you want to buy. So,
and on that note,
yeah. So there's that.
I think we're good. Let's wrap this baby boy up in a bow and put him in a box, put some air holes in it, and we're going to ship it to the people. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Dad Podcast. I've been Cameron Weaver, and I'm going to go take some ibuprofen.
I have been, in a past life, probably an Egyptian person.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. You say I have been Cameron Weaver, so I always say I have been some, like, but I don't ever want to say Chad Hoy. I want to say, like, so that's that bit that I do there.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of the bit.
So I have probably been an Egyptian at some point. And I don't really know why I think that. Probably because cats are cool. So, you know. I have a mummy, so she's really nice. Mom, good mom.
Anyway, yeah, send us hate mail because we didn't have any this week.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Honestly, I'm fucking sick of this. Okay, I'm tired of begging for hate mail and not getting shit. There's 50 downloads every episode at least. Some of you can write a frickin' letter. Okay,
send us a heckin' letter.
Yeah, or you know what? My bad boy spout's going to go off.
That sounds sexual.
I know.
That sounds like something where it's like you're like someone in authority over you and you're young and they're like, don't make your bad boy spout go off.
This is
nap time. Stop it.
It's kind of a shout out to Mabim Bam. They were just talking about on their left. Their last podcast, we're about to get a little meta here, but they were talking about in their last podcast, someone's like teacher or something said, I'm so mad that I'm about to bust a nut.
Oh no.
And so now I'm going to start saying that, like, oh, I'm so pissed. Don't make me fucking bust a nut, buddy. I will bust a nut up in here.
Oh my gosh. Nuts are going to get busted up in here.
No, that sounds like you're gonna bust people's nuts.
Hey, maybe I just want to help.
Gross. Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast. This has been your boy, Chad Jizzfist Hoy. My social media number
is 420-619-619. Forgot.
And my social security number is 420-69-6969. Please steal my identity. I don't want it anymore.
I hate myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Please steal my identity so that I don't have to pay my fucking student loans. Okay, thanks.
Send us your social security numbers to hoyweave@gmail.com. Also, yes. I found this random note in my phone with no other context. It says, "The Great Barrier Queef." Bye, all everybody.
Right. Yeah, thanks for listening.